All right, so welcome back to Serious of Utmost Importance, the series. I'm a host on your show. My name is Tom. Who are you?
Also Tom. Tom too.
Tom, too. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
This is
Long
one of
time, first
our.
time.
Thank you. This is, as far as I know, maybe the first episode without Neil. So, no
Talking
Neil.
heads.
When Neil is away, the Toms will play. That's what they say. So
They
we'll
don't, no
have
one has ever said that in the
a
history of
good
time. Maybe
time.
someone said that. Okay, we've probably said
There's gotta
that.
be one person.
Yeah,
All right,
possibly.
so yeah, what are we talking about?
We were talking about talking heads. Woo!
Yeah. Very relevant in this day and age.
Yeah, when Dadcore probably doesn't even include them anymore.
Oof.
That's the problem with age, time, the passage of time.
What would you say is dadcore now?
I don't fucking know.
Like the
Like The
Strokes?
Cure.
No. I would think it's like even newer than that.
Why is your dad listening to music from the early aughts?
Not my dad.
A dad.
A dad.
I guess. I'm gonna still say maybe like, let's say Smashing Pumpkins.
All right. I think you're just trying to make yourself feel better.
Well, I don't know. I don't really fully understand Smashing Pumpkins, but I haven't really given
Okay.
them that much of a shot.
He
But Talking
records
Heads,
everything by
I've
himself.
listened to a ton of.
Yes. So Talking Heads is probably for both of us, I would say, one of our favorite bands, despite not li living through any of that and not seeing David Byrne until many years of being a huge fan.
I don't
So,
think I'm a fan of any band because I saw them live, though. Are you? The most would be Animal Collective.
it's a
Of
good
like,
question.
yeah, like I guess there's like a certain level of attrition, or like through the repetition of enough Animal Collective concerts, it's like, oh yeah, I like them. They're good. I
Talked
enjoyed the
about,
Bees.
yes.
That definitely would not have been true if I hadn't gone to their concerts.
Yes. No, it's a good point. I mean, maybe if you went to a music festival, there might be something you didn't know. I will say I
I don't
like.
want I but I went to a festival and like what who was it? Phoenix and Passion Pit, and I haven't really enjoyed
That
that. Like I haven't gotten into them because of that.
was a time and place that didn't really. Those bands didn't really last the test of time.
I mean, I guess. They definitely didn't like surge after that festival.
No. I would say one
Lindsey
concert
Starling.
that we went to that I liked the person a lot, I respected them a lot more after, was Angel Olsen.
Oh yeah. Well, that was just a good concert.
Yeah.
But I liked her before that.
I kind of did, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked her
Did
a
I
lot more
drag you to
after.
that one? Was I like, you're
Yes.
coming, Tom?
Yeah, I'm glad I went.
Yeah. What about when we went to the Ariel Pink concert together, and then he was at January 6th?
Hey, we were there the first time he was in DC. Do
Yeah, we were there.
you think
Well,
he's
maybe not the
do you think
first,
he
but we were at
scouted
least
it
there in like
out?
2015. It would have been
Yeah.
a really big early plan then.
I
Like,
wonder if he
okay,
was
Donald Trump will become
into.
president, and then he will lose, but he won't accept that he lost.
I wonder if he was into Trump back then.
I mean, it was 2015. Did it like I don't want to know.
Okay, so that was a nice tangent. Talking Heads, how did you become interested in this band?
I think I was driving in the car with my sister, and she was listening to what is it? Love Building on Fire, Love Arrow Building on Fire.
Oh.
And then like she had like their greatest hits on her iTunes, so I took it and put it on my iPod either then or once I got an iPod, and never looked back ever since.
Yeah.
What about you? You don't
Is
have older siblings.
no, I don't. I became interested in a really unusual way.
This better be unusual and not like, oh, someone mentioned it to me.
It's not that unusual, but it's better. It's more unusual than that.
You better have like found like a tape in the woods.
Close. I liked the artist Saint Vincent, and she did an album with David Byrne called Love This Giant. And at first I really didn't like the David Byrne songs. Didn't like his voice, thought it was annoying. But it definitely grew on me and started listening to Talking Heads. And the rest is history.
When did that album come out?
Probably like 2012.
Weren't into Talking Heads until college?
No.
So when we had that awkward lunch, we couldn't have even talked about Talking Heads.
There was no
if I had been like,
way
so,
to be friends.
the alternative take of Psycho Killer, you would have just been like,
oh, God. I would have been such an idiot. I wouldn't have had any opinion on that at all. No.
That would have been ridiculous. If I came with that and you had nothing, like I'd be like, well, I guess I'm not.
I think we would never have become friends.
Well,
if that would have been a strikeout.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't expect other people to do it. If anything, it's really just a moment of whoa.
All right. So, Talking Heads band. Usually, what we do is just give a little background. Who they are, and then talk about their music. That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's not rocket science. Music review show.
This is a music, not necessarily. We just talk about it, and I would like to get into. I mean, you've touched on a couple things. I would like to get into the intricacies of some of these songs, such as Psycho Killer, alternate versions, and live versions, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here.
All right. Well, I don't know the history of the Talking Heads.
I can give a little bit. All right. So Talking Heads, band formed in the 70s in New York. Four members of the band.
Borough?
Probably Manhattan, I would guess.
Probably.
Lower East Side. Isn't that where CBGB Club was? I think so.
Are you asking me to look
East Village. Up? East Village.
Okay. So they formed in the East Village.
Formed in East Village. David Byrne, obviously the main guy. But there are also three other people. Chris Franz, the drummer, also known as the guy from the Tom Tom Club.
Also known as the guy. Yeah, that guy.
Tino Weymouth, who also was in Tom Tom Club. And Jerry Harrison, who also known as a guy from Jonathan Richman's band, The Modern Lovers.
Also, one of my favorite elements of any band when two of the members are, at least dating.
Yeah, they were dating, and then they got married, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so they're formed in the 70s, right? Kind of punk and new wave time frame. They met at like the Rhode Island School of Design in the 70s, moved to New York. Apparently they played their first gig as a band was opening for the Ramones, which is, I don't know, pretty cool.
The Ramones have gone on an unfortunate arc where I think the one who still uses the name is just like real conservative.
Yes. Joey or John? One or Johnny Ramone. Yeah. Johnny Ramone.
I think that happened with
I
the
think Joey
Boys
Ramone's
too.
Dead.
Fucking Ramones.
There's a path from punk rock to far right politics.
There's a path from anything to the far right, especially if it's like male dominated.
That's true.
It's just like, hey, have any of you guys considered fascism?
Yeah, I mean, you can go hard left or hard right from punk rock.
Yeah.
It's hard to go in the middle.
Eh. I feel like the majority of people are probably just like listening to it and then just like go about their day without taking any deep. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Do you know what Talking Heads' first single was?
Ooh, that's a good question. First single?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
Love Building on Fire.
It is. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I think because it's not on the main album, right? It's like, no, it's you not probably heard it on your bonuses.
That's why, I just listened to it on the bonus track.
So let's talk about their early, like, music from that first album, Talking Heads 77, and the bonus track.
Oh, we're also talking about the bonus track? Okay.
I think you got it. I think especially on this one, you got to talk about the bonus track.
That's true.
Because there's a lot of good stuff on there.
You can list them. Well, let's start. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite song on the album without the bonus track?
And this also doesn't include live versions, right? Are you talking about just the studio version?
Like live versions, if they wouldn't be on this album though.
Right, but like, what if I like a song but only the live version
of it? What, like the live version of the book I read?
Yeah.
Well, then you can talk about that when you talk about the name of the band is Talking Heads, you Philistine.
What is my favorite from this? I think, just excluding the bonus tracks, I think it's Psycho Killer.
Oh.
I'll be honest. This is probably my least favorite album of theirs.
That is, well, if we really want some honesty here, I don't much care for the majority of, what is it, Fear of Music?
Really?
Is it Fear of Music or is it the other one?
No, it's not. It's the other one.
It's Remain in Light. It's the majority of Remain in Light.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, man, no.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, I see. My favorite is I'd say Pulled Up or Who Is It? I'm gonna say Pulled Up.
Pulled Up.
Yeah. Everybody, if this is where Tom's singing, remember when we used to sing on our radio show?
Oh yeah,
that was
I would honestly the be best into part. That with Talking Head stuff. That would be easy.
Yes, that would be easy.
I was
always the best at it.
When I listened to that Saint Vincent and David Byrne album, I was like, I'm gonna listen to Talking Heads. And I'm going to start from their first album and go chronologically.
Originalist.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time listening to this album. That was like my way of getting to know a band back then. It wasn't like, what is their most influential stuff? Okay. It's like, I want to start like, from...
Really matters.
Yeah, and I want to experience their musical evolution. Oh my God. So I like spent a lot of time listening to this. And I liked it back then. But now, when I look back at these songs, I'm like tentative decisions. What is that?
Do you want me to?
Do you know what? I actually don't know.
The boys say their concerns.
That's an okay song.
Carefree. That one is always the one that fucks me in Sporkle because I never used to know like first week, last week, like in Heat or next week something. Like I don't remember.
Yeah, what it was called.
Yeah, like and so I'd be like first week, and it wouldn't take like first week, last week. It was fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that Sporkle game not very recently, but like a while ago. And like they moved it behind like a you got to join to be able to see the results now.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
that's lame.
Who's using Sporkle anymore?
I don't know. Old people.
All right. So Talking Head 77. Yeah, Psycho Killer. Great song. You know, Kiss Kasai.
Most popular.
And of course, Tom and I both. Huge fans of the bonus track version, which has the alternative, second verse, final verse, who knows?
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's called Psycho Killer Acoustic Version.
I mean, what do you like about it? On Spotify.
Yeah. But what, who knows if it's, do you like it because it's acoustic or the?
No, I like it because it has an alternative verse. Who doesn't like something with an alternative verse? It's like a little Easter
alternative
egg.
Verse is I passed like, out hours ago, right? Ego. I passed out hours ago. That one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then the original verse is.
What is it? I don't conversation know. If you don't even say that.
Oh yeah. You're talking a lot.
But you're not saying anything.
Yeah. I definitely am a bigger fan of the alternative version.
Yeah, honestly, I get why you want to talk about the bonus tracks on this, because every bonus track on this album is particularly good.
I think they're better than the the main song, like the main track.
Like as an EP?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, if it's a collection of singles, that could be why.
I think that's why.
It's like how Magic Mystery Tour is like technically one of the best Beatles albums. If you just go on like pure bangers, but like does it really count?
No. No. I mean, traditionalists would say no.
I don't know.
But does it matter? That's like 60 years old.
All right. It matters still.
Love Building on Fire.
Yeah.
You a fan?
Huge fan. One of my favorite. Definitely was my favorite Talking Heads song for a while.
I will say, even though I wasn't a fan of Talking Heads, I knew it. I've listened to it. My dad likes the band, so I knew some of these songs. And this was always one of the... It's probably on their... you said it was on their greatest hits, right? Sand and the Vaseline?
No, it was a different one. Talking Heads' greatest hits.
Okay.
Sand in the Vaseline piece of shit, which I also used to think was Baseline.
Did you know that Love Building on Fire, according to Wikipedia, it says it should be read as Love Goes to Building on Fire?
Like leads to, yeah.
Oh.
I knew that's like the meaning of it, but I don't really. You know what? I'm not gonna. I don't care that much for what artists intend for their music to be interpreted as.
Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously Sugar on My Tongue and the version that 10-year-olds around the country know, Sugar on My Bum.
Okay.
You know.
That's a great song.
Where were
Put
you?
Put it right there on my bum.
Sugar on My Bum. Yeah. And I wish you wouldn't say that, which, while repetitive.
Great song.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, you know, song. It takes you into that David Byrne style of just shouting something at you over and over again.
And like going,
And like, yeah, I love hearing it.
Yeah.
I don't even recognize the part you're singing.
I'm just doing a David Byrne impression.
Oh, not from the song.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
Following 1977.
Wait a minute. What about I Feel It in My Heart?
It's all right. It's good. It's just like, of all of them, it's the most forgettable.
Okay.
Of all the bonus tracks.
Yep. That's fair. I think they're all good.
I
cut you off.
How do you feel about Love Comes to Town, though?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's weak.
Weak song. Weak sauce.
The book I read is good. The book I read is good. Don't worry about the government. Okay.
I have to be in a mood for it.
Yeah.
Who is it? Always fun.
Who is it? Is good. No Compassion. Good. Yeah.
First Week, Last Week, Carefree, terrible.
It's not good.
Always gets in the way of me. Yeah.
I will admit, though,
I couldn't tell you what it sounds like right now.
Oh, I can. Such a happy day for me. It's a happy day to be.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I will say, going through this makes me want to re-listen to it after.
Which is why I listened
after shitting on it. Yeah.
And now it's going to be like you for like the next month.
I know. It definitely is.
It always happens. Then after that, they got into more songs about buildings and food. Now, what were the songs about buildings and food that they're referencing? Is it Don't Worry About the Government? Is definitely the one about buildings.
Yes. The
But
big
what's
cut
the
no, the big country.
The Big Country is not in the first one.
Oh, I see. You're asking about what were the
Yeah, what
original
are they
songs like built
referencing from
in
the
some
first one that's like, okay, there's food and there's buildings. Don't worry about the government. It's definitely the one for buildings.
Yeah. It's a good question. Where did the title? All right, here's what Wikipedia has to say about the title. This is from an interview with Cream magazine. When we were
Cream or
making
Korean?
Cream
Oh.
with two E's, when we were making this album, I remembered the stupid discussion we had about titles for the last album. At that time, I said, "What are we going to call an album that's just about buildings and food?" And Chris said, "You can call it more songs about buildings and food." I don't think that answers your question.
No, it didn't. And you read it out to me as if it was going to.
I didn't read. I didn't know what I
Just
was going
like
to say until I
canned
read
that. All right, well, we'll come back to that because I would, we'll pore through the fucking lyrics of every single. So it's gonna be in first week, last week, carefree. Be like, and I made some food.
I feel like you could call all of David Byrne's albums more songs about building and food. He just likes talking about very mundane things.
I suppose. Anyway, yeah, so more songs about building and food. Better album,
Definitely
would you
better.
say?
It was the first one that they did with Brian Eno as a producer.
Although
So.
I will say, if we're talking about gendered songs, I prefer Tentative Decisions to The Girls Want to Be with the Girls.
Tentative decisions.
That's the one with the girls and the boys.
Oh, that's
If we're
right.
talking about songs about girls.
Okay. Girls Want to Be
The
with the
Girls Want to Be with the
Girls. I
Girls
know
was
that.
inferior.
It's
Found a
inferior.
job. I remember you played on our first Lion 8 episode
That's right.
to encapsulate your feeling of looking for a job.
You have a
You
good
were
memory.
so stressed, and then what? You found a job within like a month of that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
It was a fast process, but you were fun while
I
you were
was stressed,
looking.
man.
Yeah.
I was looking for outlets, and my outlet was listening to Talking Heads.
I love how when looking for jobs or like in I don't know, in my professional career, it goes between like a feeling of abject terror of just like, oh my God, like I'm not like I want to leave my job or like I don't have a job and like I'll never get a job and like stuff. And then like once I have one, being like, everything's easy, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
That's Dave.
There's
That's
definitely a
secure.
switching point.
Yes. Well, now I work. Oh wait, I shouldn't tell your listeners about my personal life.
Yeah, that can be on the Patreon version.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, yeah. I have an OnlyFans. Probably
Oh,
show
he'll be
pictures
on
of
the
my butthole for
OnlyFans.
$50.
So next time you do that, you can tell them about your job.
Yeah, I found a job. That should be the follow-up. Found a job. So found a job is a cautionary tale or a like no, not
No,
cautionary.
it's not
They love
cautionary.
it. They make
Because
television
they made a
now.
television show.
Television shows notoriously do not go on forever.
Yeah, but that was the 70s. They didn't know that.
I suppose. Thank you for sending me an angel I enjoy.
Good intro.
Also, Artists Only, which I think of
Yeah.
them kind of similar
Yeah.
with our love. I don't remember the good thing.
The good thing. I don't either, but I think it's a weaker
I
one.
think there's like a the good thing.
No, I
I
think
want to
you've
say
made
there's
that
like a
up.
little choir or like a group of like maybe some kid like two or three kids.
Don't
Watch
think
me
so.
move.
I think you're making this up.
Probably.
What about Warning
Warning
Sign?
Signs, great. Great
Great
song.
song. I first knew it from the Local Natives cover.
Ooh. Yes. I
It's a
Talking Heads
good.
covers are always fun. I also
Yeah.
really enjoy I once heard a very strange cover of oh fuck, what is it? It's from the later one. We'll never fucking get to this album at this rate anyway, but
Creatures of Love.
No, it's from Speaking in Tongues. Oh, is this must be the place? It was like a weird, like,
Oh yeah.
what, early teens cover of This Must Be the Place. It was very strange.
I respect local natives for picking a song that not everybody knew.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you do Psycho Killer or This Must Be the Place.
Oh my god. You're just trying to get on, like, the automatic recommendation.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
This was a deep cut. I was impressed that they did that.
Yeah, it elevated the whole thing. Where that's not that one.
How do you feel about Stay Hungry?
Stay Hungry is great.
Great song.
Yes. Yeah, and The Big Country. Take Me to the River, honestly, not the best cover.
No, it's good. I think I liked it a lot. This was another one that I knew before I...
Yeah, when you know
just
kind
of know if you hear it.
Yeah.
The more I listen to it and their other songs, it's true. I am white, and I did it, so I can't dispute that.
For you listeners at home, Tom is white. Tom, too, is also white.
Yeah.
And Neil is Christian.
Big old Christian.
You should see the crucifix he has. there is apparently a live version on the bonus tracks here, along with more I'm Not in Love. Oh, an alternate version of I'm Not in Love. An alternate version of The Big Country, which I think I've heard.
I don't recall it. I know there's a different version of Stay Hungry.
There's
and I can't really tell you the difference.
No, there's two versions on the live one, but I don't know if they're necessarily that different. I think
one might
just,
have a longer,
like, more
like,
of a yeah.
synthesizer thing solo.
Yeah. Anyway, unless anything else you want to say about that one?
No, just to recap, like, definitely a big step up from the first album.
No sophomore slump there.
Not at all. And I think of them as, like, do you think of them as, like, getting better, 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 and then kind of going down? Like, there's a peak?
I mean, does anyone think of any band not doing that? Who here is just like, yes, Naked is the pinnacle?
Always good. But do you still like those albums?
Oof. I
like
not
Naked.
Listening to Naked. I, at a certain point, like, when I was trying to save, like, space on my iTunes, I did delete songs from Naked. Like, I saved a lot, you know? I saved, like, even, like, Ruby Deer.
Hey, don't hate on Ruby Deer.
Yeah, but, like, the Democratic Circus, no.
Okay, that song kind of sucks.
All
right, let's keep moving.
Yeah, Fear of Music. What I love about this one, many of the songs, for some reason, single word.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you never notice that?
I have noticed it.
Oh, you just wanted, like, our listeners to feel your realization.
I'm just playing along with you.
Yo, oh, shit. I Zimbra, one of the best songs.
One of the best songs.
Ever.
So, just for our listeners, I Zimbra, if you listen to it, none of the words make any sense. The lyrics are from a Dadaist play, poem, but from Hugo Ball. The poem is called Gaji Berry Bimba. And maybe those are the lyrics for I Zimbra. Gaji Berry Bimba. But you could also just insert your own words.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, you know. As long as you're getting the sounds right.
Yeah.
No one's going to call you out.
That song is fantastic. This
bit of a Rorschach test for what you hear, I suppose.
Yeah. And this album just sounds very different from the other ones, right? It's less rock and punk.
I'm not good at genre-ing things. It's not. It has Memories Can't Wait.
That's not. What is Memories Can't Wait? Speaking of covers, there's a cover of
Memories
Can't
Wait. Cover is bad.
Living Color.
I have some actually strong feelings about Memories Can't Wait. I thought we were gonna go down the list.
I think
Can't Wait was on that Greatest Hits album. Did not like it at all. But I did used to listen to the album, like, when I would go to sleep.
That's crazy.
So So I'd usually fall asleep before that ever come on. But like sometimes when I was really struggling, like, yeah, you know, it was towards the end, I couldn't sleep, it would come on. And like, you know, I'd be like, okay, like whatever. And then I almost never got all the way through it. But when I did, you know, and when got to that part, it was like, everything is very quiet. It was like, oh, this is the greatest song ever. And to this day, I still love that part. And like, if you fuck up that part for me, Living Color, like, I'm not, it's ruined. It's
nowhere. Why do you think theirs doesn't hold up?
Because it doesn't do that part correctly.
Why not?
Because it doesn't do his weird little voice. Or like just the way, like, honestly, it's like right after everyone has gone to sleep, you know, there's just a concept of songs with like a particular moment for me, and that one is right there.
Yeah. I think, I'm not sure, this is one of those songs I think we're farthest apart, although I've gotten closer. I think I always did not like that song at all until you shared how much you liked at least that one part.
And I mean, like, if I like one part of a song, I'll listen to the whole song. It makes it all better.
Yeah. Especially because it's at the end of the song.
Especially after you get to that part. Yeah, it doesn't, like, wither away. Then it's just more, like, shouting.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Life During Wartime?
Love it.
Ooh, that's one we're far apart. I don't like it at all.
Why not?
It's rambly.
That's the point.
It just reminds me of, like, Live With Me.
Wait, what's Live With Me?
That Rolling Stones, is it Live With Me?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stone ones that ruined that album.
That one?
Yeah. I don't know, it just... not even in the way that, like, it sounds as much as just, like, what is this?
I think for me, I...
like when he says, some peanut butter.
Some peanut butter?
Yeah, like, that's fine. Plus
a couple of... You don't like that song?
No.
I like all the references. This one has a misheard lyric by me where he actually says, I've seen some grave sites down the by the highway. I used to think he said, I've seen some great sex by the highway. I was like, this doesn't really fit in with the rest of the song. I don't really understand. It's like other songs where I've sounds like they say iPhone, but it was a song from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Can't remember which one it is. Or Obama. But it was also an old one. I like Life During Wartime. I think it's probably because of Stop Making Sense, which we'll get into. But I think it's a good song.
Yeah. Mind is all right.
I like Mind.
It depends how I feel. Paper, forgettable.
No, City's good. Paper sucks. City's good.
Put it in the paper.
Air?
Yeah, I'm still there for Air.
Okay.
Heaven? No, don't like it. Don't like Heaven at all.
Why not?
Heaven's a place where nothing ever happens. And the song Heaven is a song where nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
Animals I love.
Animals is good. Animals is probably the song that I slept on for the longest, and then I was like, damn, this is...
Yeah, like nuts and berries.
Yeah, so Animals...
Those are food.
That's true.
But this isn't even that album.
This is like about a... What is your interpretation of what Animals is about?
I mean, just about how, like, you know, like, we attribute certain thoughts to animals, but, like, they're not really like that.
Well, mine is that it's a crazy guy who hates animals.
Yeah, he doesn't like animals, but, like, it's because, like, you know, they're living on animals nuts and berries.
Animals think they understand. Don't even know what a joke is, right?
Yeah.
What about electric guitar and drugs?
Don't like. Drugs? Drugs has grown on me.
Drugs is better.
Mostly live versions of Drugs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's still, it you know, sometimes that, like, beginning part with the...
It's weird.
That can get me. And honestly, I like when he's like, what is it? Is that what you call it?
What about the first I don't even know. Wait, hold on. I have to look at the
First?
lyrics. Yeah, the first words he says, talking heads.
I don't really.
He says, "All I see are little dot 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 dot
That's
dot."
definitely a live version, isn't it? Or is that the
No,
original version?
that's the original.
Oh, I just only listened to live versions, so it doesn't even seem right.
It's a the more we talk about it, the more I like that song. But I agree, electric guitar kind of
Oh, trash.
sucks.
Dancing for Money is the
Never heard of
only.
it.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what that is.
I have no idea.
After that, we get to Remain in Light, unless is there more you need to shout about?
No.
Remain in Light. What do you think about this album cover? It's supposed to be something about like computers and masks, and it's just it's you know, pixels.
I think it's a cool album cover.
Yeah,
It's
but like it's
pretty.
the whole thing about how it was made with computers.
Because of the pixels on their face.
I don't fucking know. There, check it. Don't read it now. But you viewers at home, Neil listening, check Wikipedia for Talking Heads Remain in Light and go to the cover section, and it'll describe how it has something to do with masks, and it's like okay. Born Under Punches,
One of the best intros.
yeah. Big fan of, and I don't think they always do it in the live version, so that bothers me when they're
What?
like where the hand has been.
They don't do
I know they
that?
don't do the squeak of heat, which really bothers me. It's why the studio track, I can't, it's the only one.
I actually agree. I like a lot of their live songs more than the studio, but this one is not as good.
Yeah.
Live.
I need that squeak on the second heat.
Oh, the heat?
Yeah, he doesn't do it in anything
And the
else.
heat?
And they don't say where the hand has been.
So what do they say?
They just say, and the heat goes on.
It goes on
Maybe not.
where
That
the
one
hand
is
has
less
been.
is I don't know. Yeah, that's a great one.
I like
I don't know what it's about.
just the start of it.
Being a Tumblr.
Da-da-da.
Being a government man.
I've heard at one point that it was like a
Boxers.
follow-up song to Psycho Killer. I don't know why,
Oh.
but
What
that's what I
about
heard.
when they made that follow-up one to Stan, where he gets
Oh
kidnapped by
God.
Stan's brother?
Did that also have Dido?
No, I don't think so.
Not as
That came
good.
out when you were in college. Cross-eyed and Painless. Forgettable.
What?
Forgettable.
No way. I don't think.
Forgettable.
I think of the three first songs as my least favorite, but
What?
still good.
Of your least favorite?
No, of the three first songs on this album,
Oh, it's your
it's my
least favorite.
least
I was
favorite.
like, you
But I
think
think it's
of Born
still.
Under Punches, Cross-Eyed and Painless, and The Great Curve is your least favorite?
No.
What about
Definitely
of the
not.
first four? Also your least favorite?
Yeah.
So, can't be that great.
I already know how you feel, but how do you feel about the Great Curve?
I love it. I think it's part of, it's my quote on Facebook still.
That's right. World moves on a woman's hips.
Up.
And it bounces and bops. You also left me in college that great voicemail where you sang this. Don't
How
may
much
not
of it?
remember it.
Just that part?
Yeah. The world moves on a woman's hips. And I think you hiccuped.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The world moves and it swivels and hops.
Do you also like it?
I love it. I think that the live version holds up too. Because it's a song that can be live.
Yes. I'll give you that one.
Once in a lifetime.
Old favorite. I don't listen to it as much anymore.
You've heard it so many times, you don't, maybe you don't need to at
In
this
a
point.
way, yeah. It's always hard when it's one of their most famous songs that gets a little overexposed. Psycho yeah. Killer somehow, even though I hear it more, like, I think because it's an early version, an early song, and, like, I've always been a fan of that, like, stripped-down new wave kind of sound.
Yeah.
That one I can listen to forever. Once in a Lifetime, you know, it's a little, it gets a little hokey if you listen to it too much.
It does.
But the longer you go between listens, the more it's just like,
Yeah. I remember talking about this song once at like Thanksgiving, and my cousin was like, I don't like that song. It's so overplayed on whatever classic rock radio. And the explanation my uncle gave was, you gotta understand, when that first came out, there was nothing like it. It was crazy.
Probably not even true.
I think that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about the alternate, the live versions of this song?
Inferior.
Inferior? What about the slight changes to lyrics?
I can't even tell you I notice.
Oh, where he says, under the water, carry the water. Remove the water from the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
I'm just throwing that in as an Easter egg for all the other hardcore Talking Heads fans who know what that is and care.
I even understand what you're talking about.
Okay, we can move on. How do you feel about the second half of this album?
Don't listen to it ever. Oh wait, except how I know of House in Motion.
I just listened to that before this podcast.
I don't. It's like, at best, I'm neutral to it.
Yeah. It's good.
It marks the beginning of the end for this album for me.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of the most beloved albums. This one gets, like, ranked at the top of, like, real, like, best album of the 80s shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the second half of this album is unlistenable. You heard it here, folks.
You don't like listening,
hard-hitting
the listening wind?
I don't like most of Remain in Light. Very polarizing album.
Interesting.
Would not rank it extremely high because of all the things pulling it down.
I kind of like the listening wind. I think the Overload is just like a sound. Just sound.
It's them pretending to do, like, what is it? Sonic Youth?
Or
something? No, it's earlier.
Joy Division?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, you're right. Joy Division. No.
That's a real hot take.
No.
Do you want to, technically their next album is the name of this band is Talking Heads. Can we talk about
that? I mean, there's stuff to talk about here.
Okay.
Also it's important to notice that, like, this does mark an important time because, like, the name of this band is Talking Heads is a listen to live album. So, like, if it came out after this, like, it's not on this album. It doesn't have great live versions. You know?
Wait, what do you mean?
Have you ever heard a live version of something from Naked? Or
no.
Even really from, like, what's the one with the circle?
Yeah, yeah. No, you do. It's on Stop Making Sense, but that's
about
it.
Yeah, it's stuff on Stop Making Sense, you're right.
But yeah, this,
but
I mean...
Parser.
How many songs are on this?
It's a lot. It's a double album, but then you gotta deduplicate. For, you know, when they do two Psycho Killers. Yeah. Only one of them has the alternate verse.
I think there
and
are
they have like two...
30, there are 33 songs on this.
Yes. The first instance of a clean break, though, which is my favorite to sing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how bad I am at it. Was it a bonus somewhere? Who knows?
I don't know. I don't understand why that was never anywhere else besides this, but it does, that might be its magic,
yeah,
to be honest.
But the real magic for you, I believe, is track 7.
Track 7 must be the book I read, right?
Yes.
Come on, A Clean Break and The Book I Read are definitely the best two songs from this whole thing. Right? Wouldn't you agree?
Ooh, yes. Stay hung there. I might like one of the Stay Hungries.
Stay Hungry's good.
But you're right, those two are particularly good.
And I 100% agree with what you said, that the best time to listen to these songs are in the car when you're alone with the
Oh
windows
yeah,
rolled
no.
up and you can just be as loud as
I
you
mean, you
want.
can roll down the windows too, as long as you're just moving at a clip.
Yeah. Don't go to any stoplights.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's one of those out like I'll listen to it all the way through, but if I go through it track by track, it's like ugh, an extended cut of air.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I really haven't listened to the second. I usually like get gassed about a third of the way through and I'm like, all right, I'm good. So
But
I
the
feel like I know
important
the
ones
first
to
third.
know about, I think, are A Clean Break and the live version of The Book I Read.
Yeah. But I will say, in general, this is a great live album.
And just the
Like,
way they say the name of this song is.
yeah. Also, this is a good reminder that the band's name is not The Talking Heads.
Yes, as I said at the beginning.
The name of
And
this band
Neil,
is Talking
you can
Heads.
put this at the very end. Where he just goes like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Love that, thank you very much. Which
Thank
one
you
is that
very
on?
much. It's early.
Yeah, it would have to be.
The name of this song is Don't Worry About the Government. And that's what it's about. That's how it goes.
No,
Is
wait.
this your
The name of this song is
favorite?
New Feeling, and that's what it's about.
Damn it. You're right.
Ha Suck on
I blew
that.
it. I blew it.
He's
So
like, I
wait,
thought.
doesn't he say don't worry about the government?
Yeah, it just
Something?
says the name of this song is Don't Worry About the Government.
Oh, okay. I do like the version of The Big Country. It is a good
I think
version.
I'm a studio person for the big country.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this does have Love Building on Fire. That's great. It has, oh, this has the, also has the acoustic, well, I mean not acoustic, but at least alternate version of Psycho Killer. It
It's
has
just the
both
one with the
versions.
other verse.
It
Now,
has
if they did
both.
that and you were there. Like, first of all, the moment if somehow Talking Heads got back together and were touring, and you and I were seeing them, the moment they started playing that song, you and I would look at each other, and it, honestly, we'd probably like ruin the whole beginning of the song just waiting for it. And then, like, if they actually did it,
Oh my god.
we would just murder the people next to us.
What if they didn't?
I
Throw
mean,
chairs
like,
on the
then
stage.
yeah, just ah, oh, fuck, this is bullshit.
I'm pretty, yeah. I don't know if he still plays that song.
No, he
Not when
didn't
we
do a
saw him.
lot.
Is this your favorite live album?
Yes. Wait,
Yeah.
of all live albums?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think
It's
so, but
tough.
like I
One of
don't
the
I
best.
need like a list of all live albums that existed.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, there's that one that I sent to you.
Japanese band.
Yes,
I
Little
knew.
Fishmen.
I knew.
Or is it just Fishmen?
It's Fishmen.
The name of this band is Fishmen. Or is it Fishmen's?
It's Fishman's band. Fishman's. We'll do an
Yes.
episode on them.
I mean, I don't know like anything about them. All I know is that I'll say that's my favorite live album
Okay,
of all
all right,
time.
that's fair. Speaking in tongues, you said you don't like this one.
No, I hate.
Some songs.
Oh wait, this isn't even it. Wait, then what the fuck is What's the song I hate? And what album is it on?
Burning Down the House?
Yes.
That's on this one.
Yeah, I hate Burning Down the House.
Yeah. I don't get
why do
it's
people
so
like it?
popular.
It's a
I don't
bad
know.
song.
I don't know.
I wish it was as obscure as I get Wild Wild Gravity.
I think that's a better song.
I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal of burning down the house. I think it
Actually,
was you had
I'll
to
say
be
I love this
there.
album though. Because besides Burning Down the House, which I hate, and I get Wild Wild Gravity, which I will skip,
Indifferent.
I like all the songs, and I love most of them.
Making Flippy Floppy.
It's okay.
Oh, come on, that's a good song.
It's the honestly the back half of this album is where it really takes off.
Oh,
Swamp
really?
into Moon
Swamp is
Rocks into
great.
Pull Up to the Roots into Miss This Must Be the Place. Parentheses Naive Melody.
I agree on all that. I also really like, I don't know. I agree. Bring it in the house. I don't need it. I think you're right. I get
Don't want
wild.
it.
I get wild. I don't really know. But I like Making
Rising
Flippy
up.
Floppy. I like Girlfriend is better. I like Slippery People.
Yo, yeah, Girlfriend is Better was definitely on my greatest hits album. It's funny, like, a lot of the ones that were on the greatest hits album were, like, I've listened to too much when I was younger, and it was just like, I can't quite go back to those.
That makes sense. Apparently, Burning Down the House was sampled by Kanye on Donda. Wait, Donda 2.
I don't, well,
So
yeah,
another
true. You
reason not to like it.
stop trying to get relevance by mentioning him.
Know. Just another reason not to like Burning Down the House.
Yeah. Next up is Stop Making Sense, which,
Oh, yeah.
you know what? I've never watched all the way through.
What? It's
I
great.
know the deal. So the deal is, this is another live album, but it's also a video. And
Concert movie.
the let's say the gimmick is that one performer at a time enters. So like the first song is Psycho Killer, it's just David Byrne, you
Great
know?
rendition.
The second song, Heaven, they introduce another person. Do I know who it is? No fucking clue.
It's the girl, the bassist.
Oh great. Girl. Girl is added, and you fucking named them before. You were looking it up.
Weymouth.
Okay. Tina?
Tina.
Yeah, so then it's Tina, and you know, one by one they add people until all of a sudden it's like actually
A
built
huge
up to
band.
like a full performance with, you know, backup singers and everything. And at one point, well, you know, they put on the Tom Tom Club, which you might
Terrible.
be familiar with. From a little ditty called what's it called?
Genius of Love.
No, the Megan Thee Stallion one.
Oh.
Wait, is it Megan
Wait,
Thee
I'll tell
Stallion?
you.
What's that one?
There's a few. Which one are you talking about?
The one that fucking blew up.
I don't know which one. There's a lot, apparently. A lot of samples.
Oh my God.
Oh, are you talking about the new one?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know who it is, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh my fucking God.
Damn.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's
Lotto. Lotto. Or something. Big energy?
yeah, sure.
I'm gonna go with that. Good song. Terrible, terrible live version. Right? Stop Making Sense.
Yes. I don't know. I don't listen to it that much, if I'm being honest. Oh, you don't like when he's talking to the audience?
Three things I really don't like. No, just in general, I don't like. I hate I hate him talking to the audience. I hate him saying, "The girls can do it too, y'all." I hate that he says the Talking Heads. It really pisses me off.
Oh, yeah.
And that's enough. But It's not good. But you were saying the reason for the Tom Tom Club section of this.
Oh, yeah. Literally, they just are there to distract the audience and play a song while David Byrne can change into his... Tom, would you agree it was iconic?
Oh, yeah. The big suit.
Yeah. Tom and Tom, too. Both, yeah. Big gray suit. Very.
By the way,
very...
the Tom Tom Club.
Tom to Tom Club. Tom to Tom. Tom Tom 2. Ooh, Tom Tom 2.
Yeah.
So
it was all just so he can change into the big suit. Right?
Yeah.
Which is great. He wears the big suit for maybe only one song. Which is Girlfriend is Better. I think so. Or maybe it's a couple, but I feel like he takes it off. I haven't watched it in a long time. I do want to watch it again.
All right, you were right. It's Lotto.
I was right.
Yeah. It's just called Big Energy.
Yeah, I said that.
Like, I thought it was Big... Yeah, anyway.
I would say... Also a top live album. Although I will admit there aren't a lot of live albums that I like.
Well, I would not put this one up in my top.
I think you haven't...
I think the name of this band is Talking Heads. It does everything better. Like, what is this? This must be the place.
Mm-hmm.
This one has...
Slippery People.
Genius of Love.
Swamp.
Girlfriend is Better. Oh yeah, I do love Swamp. But like, no, I'm fine. This one doesn't have... Oh yeah, it does have Swamp. And they do have Big Floppy. Honestly, there's a lot from this album, you know?
Yeah.
They have Burning Down the House. Oh, they have Burning Down the House. How could
it
you?
Sucks. It sucks.
How could you,
I
Tom?
I know.
That's Burning Down the House.
I know.
Burning Down the House. Then apparently... yeah. Then some singles... And she was.
Wait a minute! What are you doing? You're skipping.
And she was. Oh, you want to talk more about it? What is
no,
there to
no.
say past the past
oh.
the big fucking suit?
I thought we were going to the next album.
Well, we are.
All right. What's
Little
the next
Creatures.
Album? How do you feel about Little Creatures?
You know what? Everything. So because of the live album, like everything after this point, I think I under-listened to. But
I agree.
Is this what you would consider the start of their downfall?
Yes. But I still like it.
Yeah, well, you say that, but like, when was the last time you listened to...
It's been a while.
Late?
It's been a while, but I do like that song.
There are some great ones.
This is where... This is where they start, like, this is where David Byrne started writing just goofy songs, like...
Yeah, there's
Stay
a lot
late.
Of goofy.
A lot of goofy stuff.
Just Stay Up Late, but also like even something like Walk It Down, like
I kinda
which
like Walk
I
It
like,
Down.
Is like very hokey.
It's hokey, but all of it
like,
is hokey, but I still like it.
There's a lot
all.
Of like group singing in this, I would say. Same with like Road to Nowhere.
Great song.
Television Man too. Honestly, there's a ton of group singing at the end of this. Is there not?
There is. What about The Lady Don't Mind?
I love. I actually was looking at this and I was like, I was gonna ask when's the last time you listened to Lady Don't Mind. I was like, I haven't in a while, and I want to.
I want to.
Yeah, Lady Don't Mind. She's
I think if this is their their back half of their career, I think this is my favorite of those albums.
That's probably true. Perfect World, I couldn't remember.
This
give me back my
is
name
a
here.
Perfect World. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Give Me Back My Name. That one's a weird one.
What is Give Me Back My Name?
He's just like...
Give me back my name.
That word does not exist in any language. It has never been spoken by a human mouth.
Honestly, I'm talking myself into really liking this album a lot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's hokey, so like
you
can't really listen to it a ton. Or, like,
no.
around people, or then you
no.
get, like, embarrassed out of liking it.
Yes.
It doesn't feel serious.
And She Was, I'm a little embarrassed every time I listen to.
Yeah.
But it's a good song. It's catchy.
How do you feel about the album cover? The
I like
scrawled
it.
Cartoon with the man in his underwear.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
But I think also it kind of speaks to the attitude of the album.
It's just not like, very
I'm
serious.
I'm not going to show people that I'm enjoying this.
No, it's not one to be taken seriously.
Ooh. Well, it's not the title track, but I consider Creatures of Love the title track.
Yeah. That's
not...
a great song.
Really?
Okay, maybe not great, but I like it a lot.
It's okay. It's more group singing.
I think of that a lot with Stay Up Late, because they're both about a baby. I don't know. Going back to Stay Up Late, that's a really weird song.
And Road to Nowhere, obviously. It's a great song.
It is.
I like all the... I'm a big fan of all the mans, I think.
Television Man?
Is it? No, wait. No, all the media songs. So I like this one, and I like Radiohead for the next one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one.
To True Stories.
Okay.
All right, True Stories, I definitely like. Honestly, this is where you're going to start to forget the names of things.
It's my least listened to album, I would say.
Oh, I would say Naked by far.
Oh, really?
You listen to Naked more than True Stories.
I think so.
Wow. Love for Sale, good song. Puzzle and Evidence, group singing, but okay. Hey Now.
Hey now.
Is that it?
I think it is. No, you're right. That's Hey Now.
Album?
No, that's Hey Now.
Papa Legba. Honestly, why am I forgetting how Papa Legba actually goes?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
Papa Legba. But that's like later. I don't remember how it starts. Wild Wild Life is like respected.
Well,
people
known.
Like Wild Wild Life.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's one of the well knowns, and it's do you prefer the extended version?
No, I don't. I'm okay with it just as long as it is. Don't need more.
A little too much there. Yeah.
Okay. What about Radiohead?
Like a little riff in Wild Wild Life as well.
Like
sitting on pins and needles.
Oh, that's true.
It's scientific nonsense.
Man, I gotta listen to this one again too.
Yeah, Radiohead, very big fan.
Isn't it weird that the band Radiohead is very different from the song Radiohead?
Yes.
This song has a freaking accordion, right?
Yeah. Are they named after this?
Yeah. They loved the song, and they're like, we're going to be
called Radio. I also love Lady Gaga is named after Radio Gaga.
True.
Yeah, which is like, she also does not sound anything like that song.
No, but I could see her liking it.
You don't see Radiohead liking?
No.
Honestly, yeah. Well, I'm with Tom York on this one. Tom 2 is with Tom York. That's actually how you spell Tom 2, is with an H.
T-H-O-M.
Yeah.
So pretentious.
Pretentious.
What about Dream
Operator?
Operator,
it's that's some of that like children's bullshit.
Okay.
You know? It's like the BFG in a song.
Okay.
Do you know what the BFG is, or are you just
movie? It's that kids thing, right? Kids
yeah,
movie.
Big Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
It's not a movie, it's a book.
Wasn't it also a movie?
It was a I hope you have a literary audience. They'll tear
the BFG,
you asunder.
2016 movie.
All right, People Like Us.
I have no idea what that song is.
People like us.
I can't tell.
There
if that's
are
real.
People like us.
That's Little Creatures.
Oh wait, you're right. Wait, then how does People Like Us go?
I don't know. What about City of Dreams? Hold on, I'm gonna listen. What is People
Like Us? I couldn't tell you how City of Dreams goes.
People Like Us. People Like Us.
Especially that
is
close
it people
to
like
Dream
us
Operator.
Or People Like Us?
People Like Us. I don't know. Now I'm confused because you're right. That is Little Creatures. We are creatures.
Can you hear this?
Creatures of love. It does speak to a certain blending of some songs.
It what?
Like, some of these songs are more interchangeable than others.
Oh, yeah.
Puzzle and Evidence is not.
You're right. People like us.
Oh, people like us.
It's kind of like country.
Going this way and that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the movie? Have you ever seen the movie True Stories?
They have a True Stories. Oh, does it not even have the music or something?
It doesn't.
Okay, then no.
Oh, it has some of it.
I honestly don't like seeing visual representations or like movies by artists. They almost always like take away from my enjoyment of the music.
Yeah.
I don't like music videos.
So you haven't seen it?
No.
Do you know who the star of the movie is?
Is it Bob Geldof?
No. It's John Goodman.
It's never Bob Geldof, except the one time it was.
You're thinking of The Wall.
I'm aware. That one I have seen.
I've never seen this movie. I'm afraid to watch it.
Yeah. But Let's move on to Naked, I suppose.
Let's do it.
Blind.
Great song.
Yeah, I do, honestly, like, I don't know what it's about besides, like, you know, what did the girl in the window do?
Yeah. She looked at him and said, I don't want to die.
Yeah, and, like, someone's blind. Blind. And honestly, though, when I think about this, I think of a blind man in a window being like, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
And some girl is just like, I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
Mr. Jones, I think that one is like, sha na 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 na.
It's better than that song. That song is terrible.
Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. Yes,
I think that's the song that I went from really liking to hating more than any other song.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, that Counting Crows album is amazing and one of my favorite albums. Pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones. Wait, is that one off of... I have to go check now. Don't put me on my Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Is it from August and everything after?
I think so.
Okay, then no.
Yes, it's their debut album.
Oh, wait, is it? Is it?
Adam Duritz, right?
Ugh. Don't talk about Adam Duritz.
Why?
Because he's like the stupidest looking person ever.
He is. That's one of the problems with Counting Crows.
I mean, yes, but... where the fuck is it?
It's the one with
No, I would legitimately say this is one of my favorite albums.
Wow. Their first album? August and everything. Art,
actually. I might mean This Desert Life. In fact, I do mean This Desert Life. Yeah, I mean This Desert Life. Big fan of Hanging Around.
Oh.
Do
you know what Mr. Jones, the Talking Head song
penis,
is?
Yes. Is it about his penis?
Mr. Jones?
Yeah. What? Who's Mr. Jones? Or is it in just what was it? Someone he was in a bar with.
Which song are you talking about?
Mr. Joe. Oh no, the on Naked.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
But do you know what the song is?
No.
You don't know?
Mr. Jones, the Talking Head song?
Yeah, you don't know how it goes?
No, fucking sing it!
Mr. Jones, put a wiggle in his cap, he says hi.
Ba-da-ba. I can't say I've listened to that in like over a decade.
It's a big day for Mr. Jones.
Nope.
It's a good song. Check it out.
Nope. No, it doesn't sound good.
What about Totally Nude?
Totally Nude is, Nothing But Flowers also used to be my favorite for a while.
Yes.
But then later I heard Totally Nude and it was like, this is like almost an alternative version.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Not good, honestly.
No.
But if you've been listening to Nothing But Flowers too much,
and you need something slightly different.
Yeah, but like you still want that like post-apocalyptic Garden of Eden vibe.
Yeah.
Totally Nude.
Yeah. I
Ruby
definitely
Deer, I saved, but not a good song.
Ruby Deer. I kind of like it. I think I like this album, at least for the first half.
You're wrong.
Okay, but
you're
nothing but
just wrong.
Nothing but Flowers is objectively
a good
song.
It's the last great Talking Heads song before they broke up.
Yeah.
There are other songs that you and I love, but like I'm not really sure where those came about.
I don't know. Like Sax and Violins.
Yes.
Exactly,
like Sax and Violins.
I will note that nothing but all. I think a lot of these songs, but most notably, Nothing But Flowers has the guitarist from the Smiths.
Oh.
Which is why it kind of sounds like a Smiths song. What's his name? Johnny something? Johnny Marr? Johnny Marr,
I
yeah.
don't know.
Okay, Democratic Circus. I don't know what that sounds like.
Yeah, I only know it at all because of the Sporkle thing and being like, ah, the Democratic Circus! I think that's like the lowest percentage got in one.
What about Mommy, Daddy, You and I?
Mommy, Daddy, You and I! I don't remember anything past that part.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like Big Daddy?
Facts of Life, I couldn't tell you. 6.5 minutes, not worth it.
I don't know what it is.
Big Daddy?
I kind of like
You
Big
know
Daddy.
What? This was a terrible album.
Big Daddy.
Like,
Big
at
Daddy.
Least this version has sax and violins added to the end of it, but
yeah.
That's not how it actually ended. Because sax and violins is great.
I think you need to go back and listen to this.
To what, to
like
Bill
it.
In Cool Water?
Yeah. Although I didn't even know that they had a song called Bill, I'll be honest.
I knew about Bill.
Is it a guy named Bill or a Bill?
Yeah, no, it's a guy named Bill.
Okay.
I want to say he's weird.
Okay, that's probably a pretty good guess. Okay, so what happened after this?
They broke up? I don't fucking
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Bill was a man who grew too big. It didn't matter what he did. The girls would always run away. When everyone laughs at you, it can be humiliating. Billy likes a cute little girl. They are lovers, we can tell. Kisses on the mouth, holding hands and all.
Oh my
There's
God,
more. Weird. Never meant to hurt nobody. Angel of God, take me along. Happy days, quiet life. Yeah, I think he killed her, but I skipped
oh,
over
God.
That part. Anyway. Yeah, so, you know, classic. It's, you know. What did you think of Maxwell's Silver Hammer by the Beatles?
I like it, but not...
Yeah.
I guess
what about the rumor of why Paul laughed?
What do you mean?
But you really are not... For somebody who knows as much random trivia about Talking Heads, you certainly don't know that much about the Beatles.
About why
but
Paul
the,
left the
false
band?
False rumor that Paul laughs during the song because John moons him.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, but it's not true. John wasn't even there.
Oh. So how did that get started?
You fucking... People make up all sorts... People made up rumors that Paul was dead.
That's true.
I followed the clues. It's not compelling.
Well, what about Bob Dylan being dead and replaced by another Bob Dylan?
I don't think that's true.
The thing about that, though, if that happened, the second Bob Dylan would also be a very good
singer. Was it?
It was like a 1960...
motorcycle crash?
Yeah, that was like
yeah, so
he's, 5 years
very
into his career.
He made fucking Blood on the Tracks after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, either they replaced him with, like, an equally genius
exactly.
musician.
Exactly.
No.
So, you're right. After this, Sax and Violins, there's that random song that came out right before they broke up.
Which one?
Sax and Violins.
Oh, yes.
Fallen. Good song.
If you had to sum up to someone, though, why they should listen... Oh, the best Talking Heads is here. That 2004 compilation. That was the one I listened to.
Let me look. Best.
Yeah. Like, if you want to know, like, what my, like, exposure was, all the songs that I had, like, listened... That my universe of Talking Heads.
You know what? I think my dad... I recognize this album cover.
Yeah. It's a dope album cover with all the faces.
Yeah, it is a cool album cover. It's like all different versions of them, right? With like slightly swapped features.
Or like wearing thing. I don't fucking know.
Ooh. Maybe I'll just listen to this.
So this is where I discovered I didn't like Life During Wartime. I didn't like Heaven. Oh, and because I didn't like those two, and then Memories Can't Wait comes right after that, before Once in a Lifetime, it was like, maybe I don't like this too, because I didn't like the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
So, did you know this? I found this out today. After Talking Heads broke up. Black Power
Ranger didn't have all his fingers?
No. I already knew that. Talking Heads. Did you know that in 1996, there was an album by a band called The Heads, which was all Talking Heads except David Byrne? Do you know that?
Like, no, I did not.
The album was called No Talking, Just Head.
Great.
I think we
gotta listen to it. Damage I've Done, featuring Jeanette... This sounds too much like Janet Napolitano.
Right?
The King Is Gone, No Talking, Just Head, featuring Debbie Harry, that's someone.
They're famous...
Yeah, I don't know why they have so many. Like,
Richard Hell, you know? The guy from INXS. Gordon Gano. Oh yeah, Gordon Gano. Yeah, yeah. And Ecstasy.
What other bands would you say you went through similar obsessions with? Because I never to the degree of Talking Heads, but I had a similar path with The Clash.
Yeah.
Except I never made it through all their albums. Still waiting to finish Sandinista.
Oh man, that there's a prize waiting for you.
Right.
I agree. I don't think I've gotten obsessed with any band as much since I've done that with Talking Heads. But that was certainly
I did it with Kanye West at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did it with a lot of bands before this. I really did like the Beatles a lot in high school and Led Zeppelin. They were my favorite bands.
Oh man, did you read Lord of the Rings because of Led Zeppelin?
No, I wanted to. I actually tried, and it was too much for me.
Oh my god, it was so boring.
Really boring. I was like, the movies are way better.
This isn't like The Hobbit.
No. The Hobbit's fun.
Yeah, it took them so long to get to this part.
Yeah, hey, Tom Bombadil.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, and all the singing. So who puts singing in a book? Who puts that much singing in a book?
Dumb. It's bad.
Yeah.
What other bands have you had a similar trajectory?
You're right. Now I'm thinking before them, there was the Beatles. There was Queen. There was Kiss. Okay. It was Journey. Whoa. Ooh, Journey.
Damn.
Journey, I never actually listened to all their albums. It was also, I had their greatest hits and their greatest hits live. And I have actually some very strong feelings on some of those. Like, Wheel in the Sky is best live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
More energy. And honestly, Journey is a very, like, they have a lot of albums, and there's enough to put a great greatest hits together. And they got tons of bangers.
I guess there's a lot of scare.
You know, Separate Ways.
Oh, yeah. So many, like, huge hits.
Yeah. And, you know, even the fucking... Yeah. Rolling Stones was after, but you're right. I listened to pretty much everything they did up until, Street... No. Black and Blue, was it?
When was that?
Like
you know, after all the, they're like good albums. Like there
Black
were
and Blue,
there
that was 70s.
They had,
so you didn't listen to yeah. Some Girls?
They had Let It, yeah, I listened to Some Girls.
So was it Tattoo You the last one you listened to?
Oh yeah, I hardly even listened to Tattoo You. I don't know if I ever did.
I've heard some people say like beyond that it all kind of sucks.
I mean, yeah. I feel like I listened to one album after that.
Voodoo Lounge. Steel Wheels.
Stop saying things.
I would like to do a Rolling Stones episode. What's your favorite Rolling Stones album?
Oh, you know what? Emotional Rescue was the last one I listened to. So I didn't even listen to Tattoo You.
Oof.
That one, does Tattoo You have Start Me Up? Start Me Up!
I think it does.
I feel like that one I like associate too much with like a Sears commercial or something, like, you know? Like,
yeah.
This at the Home Depot. Start Me Up!
I hate that song. Or like going, or like before any sporting event starts.
Yeah, Start Me Up! No, now they always do Turn Down for What?
I kind of like that.
My favorite one used to be Exile on Main Street, but now I would say it's probably Let It Bleed.
Those are the right two choices.
There's an early one I like too, but it's always hard for me to remember which one it is, and then I gotta check like the US and the UK versions.
I know, it gets
which one is
Aftermath?
It's like it's Aftermath or Between the Buttons or one of the other ones.
Mother's Little Helper.
Or Out of Our Heads.
Yeah, I know, it's confusing. But for me, it's definitely Let It Bleed and then Exhale on Main Street. That is their best. That's their
girl.
Best. That's their best phase, like late 60s, early 70s.
I mean, obviously. There's a lot in there. So, were you a big fan of their psychedelic transition? You like She's
no.
a Rainbow?
I do like that song.
Yeah, but the rest.
2000 Light Years from Home's okay. It's not their best. Anyway.
But yeah, I definitely got into Talking Heads before I got into listening to whole albums, and like I feel like that might have helped because I'm not sure that like any Talking Heads, well, there are some great albums for me. What's your favorite Talking Heads album?
I always thought it was Remain in Light, but I think actually looking at it,
not Remain in Light.
Oh man, it might be Studio Album.
You can't cheat.
It might be Speaking in Tongues. If I can remove Burning Down the House.
Yeah. Mine gonna
it's
say
hard to pick.
Yeah. It's Speaking in Tongues or more songs about building and food.
Yeah, that's also building a good choice.
I'm gonna wanna reinsert. No. It's got paper in it. Put it in the paper.
What about how much have you listened to David Byrne's solo stuff?
I listened to Uh-Oh.
That's a good album.
It was a great album.
Yeah.
I think I liked Uh-Oh, like, as an album. It was very good.
Great album cover.
What?
Great album
oh,
cover.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon dog.
I've listened to some Stray songs. I've heard Glass and Concrete and Stone.
I don't know that.
Glass and Concrete and Stone.
I will admit, all of his songs are very similar.
Oh, really?
I still like them. I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's about finding something that's both repetitive while also not making you absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like Glass and Concrete and Stone.
Okay, I will say the album Look Into the Eyeball is good.
How much have you listened to it?
I know it pretty well.
I was listening to David Byrne, like, the first summer that I was like working slightly. I was in high school, like just like doing work, like filing work, and listening to some Dutch hip hop group, or I don't fucking remember, some German thing, and also, yeah, like these random David Byrne things. Like, look in the eyeball. Do I have the, oh my god, I have this whole, like, Humans Do!
It's a good album, I'm telling you.
Well, like, Humans Do is the only one I know.
I think they're all good songs.
Possibly Broken Things. Almost all. But
Broken Things is a good song.
I'm breathing in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all sound about the same.
Yeah. Where would you, what about seeing David Byrne live a few years ago?
It was very enjoyable.
It was great.
You know, it was, he played, I think he plays things from like the end of their, of Talking Heads, right?
He, I think it was a full.
I don't think he did stuff from 77.
Don't worry about the government. So he did a live album from that tour. And so I'm looking at the track list. So yeah, he did Don't Worry About the Government. All the way down to Blind. So it was a full range.
Yes. You're right. It's one of his most played songs.
What is?
Okay, maybe he did Don't Worry About the Government, but, like, in general, they mostly do...
Yeah.
They mostly skip the first two, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
His most played touring songs are Once in a Lifetime, I, Zimbra, Burning Down the House, This Must Be the Place, and Blind. Which I would not expect Blind to be his fifth most... Yeah.
Maybe he just likes it.
Like, holy shit.
Where are you looking at this?
On setlist.fm.
Oh.
Everybody's Coming to My House is the most played actual David Byrne song he does.
Well,
Everybody's Coming to My House.
That's because that was from the album that he was.
Well, yeah, but that one is on fuck it. That's his 11th most played. Every day.
Yeah, but people don't.
That one's at 60. I dance like those.
That's a good song. It's decent.
Don't Worry About the Government's down at like number 23.
Okay, what about these other songs that are, I don't really know where they come from, but shoot, hold on, it's from Stop Making Sense.
What year did we see him? I guess I can look it up in my
2018,
you know?
I think. How do, how do you feel about the song What a Day That Was?
What a day that was. That one I can't really say. I like sticks in my head.
Really?
What
I
a day
was it?
Don't
listen to Stop Making Sense.
What a day that was. What about
I will admit, just by making it up, you're not that far off.
Yeah. He did not do Don't Worry About the Government when we saw him.
Oh, man, you found out.
You can suck my hairy taint.
Wait, you scrolled all the way back?
No.
The problem
you can,
is
like,
he did all
location.
Those... He did all those Broadway.
Broadway?
Shows. Wait, so... David Byrne, set list. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, May 12, 2018.
Okay.
He did do Slippery People. Yeah,
he
stuck to some late
Ooh.
Songs. He definitely did almost exclusively, like, I mean, Born Under Punches, I think, is from, what, the third album?
Fourth one.
Oh, fourth. So third.
Nope.
Oh, Fear of Music. You think did he do stuff from Fear of Music?
Yeah, I, Zimbra.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're right.
He does stuff from Fear Music. Yeah, because I was like, yeah, he didn't do Psycho Killer, obviously.
No.
But he seemed to stick to, like, you know, his ensemble chorus songs, where, like, you know, he has, like...
Because he had a huge band with him.
I'm going to assume they're always black women backup singers.
No, I remember... Well, one of them was. The other was a white guy with red hair.
Oh-ho.
So he bucked the trend.
Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. All right, so...
Or caused COVID.
If you could... Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
If you could combine... Can you hear me?
Sorry.
All right. If you could combine two Talking Heads albums to create the ultimate Talking Heads album, what would it be? What would they be?
That's a hard question. What would yours? It would be more songs about building and food, and then what's it called? Speaking in Tongues.
Speaking in Tongues. I think I'll answer similar. I'll do Speaking in Tongues and Fear of Music.
You could extract the songs you like from what's it called? No, but if you do that, then you can have Speaking in Tongues without burning down the house.
Oh, that's true.
All right. I have to check on this thing.
Any closing words on Talking Heads?
They're a bunch of communists.
I don't think that's true.
Prove me wrong. Deafening silence.
There's gotta be one song that would prove it wrong if I pour through the lyrics.
I'm not a communist.
Alright, last thing we usually do. Oh, that's true.
But it sounds like a parody of democracy. Sounds like he's not very happy. You fucking clowns! Very close to my Bob Dylan of like, you fucking clowns! And the jester! Nope, that's not great.
It's all about the
You're better at voice impersonation than I am. The jester! No.
In closing, which is one thing we usually do outside of the topic, do you have any recommendations for anything in general in life? Things you've enjoyed lately?
Max Bruch.
What's that?
Composer? I think he's dead.
Max? How do you spell it? Oh, Bruch. Have you been listening to classical
music? Check my
last
FM.
Oh, really?
Oh, I changed my name to Mustard Music.
But it's still the same account, right?
I had to pay them, but it was a good way to...
Are you serious?
That's fine. Only once. My way of changing the name while keeping
it. Alright, I'm going to check that out because I've listened to more classical.
Well, you've been listening to a lot of Baroque music the last time I stalked you, but...
I don't even know enough. I know a little bit, but not a lot. So I don't even know what Baroque is.
It's older. Like Bach did everything before there was even a
piano.
Like
Mozart.
Yeah,
okay.
He was just like, yo, I'm fucking Bach. I'm going to play everything on an organ and with singers. And they're going
to
sing for three hours about Jesus.
Is Max Bruch, is it like symphony?
Yeah, he makes symphonies. I feel, okay, so I'm trying to understand what I enjoy about classical music because it's hard. Let's be honest, it's hard. Mostly, I don't like symphonies. They're a little too...
Oh, really?
They wander too much for me. Especially, like, a full symphony. Like, not even just, like, a part of a symphony, no. Like, but, like, a good concerto, which is a thing that I'm not 100% sure what it is, but they seem to be better.
Yeah.
And... I'm fine with violins in like in a string section, but if you're gonna have like a lead string part, I prefer cello.
I get that deeper sound. All right, that's good to know. I'm gonna check this out.
What about you? What's your recommendation?
My recommendation has nothing to do with music.
Oh.
It is that I've been taking a lot of saunas lately. Highly recommend it. Feel amazing after.
Where? Yeah. Okay. I you seen a lot of old men's penises?
A lot. It's part of the experience. The territory.
It's actually part of the draw. Yeah.
And you see a lot of old men stretching in the sauna.
Like, do they help each other? Like, come, like, they get down on the ground together and they pull each other between their legs.
Push their thighs up. Oh, yeah.
Where you're on the ground and you're...
I usually close my eyes in the sauna, to be honest.
I like to keep my eyes open and aware. Just I feel in like case. You bring a shank into the sauna.
Yeah. It's good. It's fun. Feels amazing after. Get a good sweat in. Sweat. It's like the Seinfeld episode of the sauna. They're real and they're
spectacular. Oh, yeah. I was like, is there a penis in that or something? No. No. Breath.
Opposite. Yeah. All right. So that's my recommendation. All right, that's a good one. So thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Neil. Thank you. You're
better at it.
Thank you very much.
Did you say butch?
Pretty good, right? Thank you very much.
That's not butch. Butch.
Thank you very much.
Wait, yeah. Is this the part where we swear? Fuck.
No. I'm going to stop recording.
Hey, Neil. Do any people listen to this show?
No.
Okay, so it's literally just you and Neil, like, talking to each other and then, like, recording. Yeah. Do you listen to it?
No, even I don't listen to it.